Well, I can tell you that I'm a very happy man. That's the first time.
That's good.
Because we targeted two gold medals here, two championship victories here this weekend at the National Senior Championships. And the first story of that has been delivered. So that's Summer Leckie. She went 181 in the high jump. This is the young girl who came into the sport, Castle Derg, as a young seven-year-old at the Finn Valley and the primary schools of athletics with her daddy. And so many years later, indeed, she's only 16 years of age now, but she's such an exciting, exciting young athlete. And she dominated this high jump. But a girl did go 175 with her, but then she went 178. Then she went 181, which is a new PB for her, a new personal best for her. And then it's an equal Irish junior record, you know, which is four more years in junior athletics. So, you know, that can indicate how talented and exciting she really is. And she's got a great attitude. And I talked to Deirdre Ryan, who's the senior all-time best ever high jumper at senior level and had gone to the Olympics and had gone to World Championships and finished sixth at senior level, you know, in Daegu and stuff. And she said that she feels that she's way better than she ever was at that age. So that's very encouraging. Her coach is Niall Wilkinson from Rafoe, of course, and he's done a great job with her one-on-one for a number of years now. And her daddy, Adrian Leckie from Castlederg, was an athlete himself and indeed a very good soccer player. So we're very excited about that. We're very excited about the fact as well, Kenny, that she came through primary school athletics, and it just indicates, you know, that's a really good news story in that sense as well, because we've been pushing primary school athletics for years and years and years and years and years. So that was a big result. Earlier in the day from Letterkenny Athletic Club, Brendan Boyce finished second in the 5K walk. A new Irish record for Alec Wright from Leeville Athletic Club, and that he was really, really, really storming, so he was, and a really, really brilliant, beautiful walk from him in the 5K walk. So he won it. Brendan Boyce was second. And any other performances? Well, Anne-Marie McGlynn from Letterkenny, she finished fifth in the 3K. Shannon Craig from Lifford-Strabane, she cleared 165, but had difficulty then at 170. And it'd be lovely to see Shannon getting into that 170 territory, you know, once and then building on that. But it wasn't to be today. But look, I was just watching it and studying it and studying Shannon Craig, I'm talking about here from Lifford, and I thought, you know, she's here, she's gaining experience. That's a positive journey for her. And she'll probably make many journeys, and then one day she will hit 170 and climb higher. So, but well done to her. So Geraldine Stewart from Donegal Town, she finished fifth in the shot put as well. And that pretty much is today stuff. But the news kicking out of here will be out of the championships in day one, another day tomorrow, of course. And we look forward to seeing how John Kelly, who he's the second part of the proposed story from Finn Valley, in the sense of another young athlete winning a national senior title. And of course, John has never won a national senior title. He's won everything underage, time and time again, but not at senior level, and that's a big litmus test for any athlete. So we're looking forward to that tomorrow, and that's really it. But the big news, obviously, Summer Leckie, and Athletics Ireland will be kicking out that story throughout the evening, no doubt. But very excited, very, very excited, and pretty delighted. Now, she has gone from here. She's gone to Tullamore, where tonight at a dinner in Tullamore, she will receive the Performance of the Year at the Underage Athletics National Awards. And she's been accompanied there by her mummy and daddy and her coach. So it's an exciting time for her, and but her feet are firmly on the ground, and we look forward to many, many other good days.
That's what I was going to say to you, Patsy. Sometimes maybe you can be too good, too young, maybe. Is there such a thing, maybe putting too much pressure on her, you know, maybe at an early stage?
100%. And that's, believe it or not, Kenny, that's a very good comment, because we had that conversation within minutes of her winning here today. I sat there, Adrian, her daddy, and I said, you know, we would prefer, and he would prefer, just going 1 centimetre at a time, nice and progressive, no big jumps. You know, she's very young, and, you know, we basically try and just keep it calm and keep it cool and try and build forward, you know, and not get too excited or let anybody get too excited really at this early stage, because as you quite rightly say, so we see it in absolutely every sport, don't we, that, you know, everybody gets excited about a young talent, and the talent doesn't emerge. And you know, so at this stage of my life, I don't get excited too often, and I kind of keep the lid on most things, and because there's a long old journey ahead. But at the moment, the journey is positive, and it was a good day today for her. So, now, Kenny, it's just a very, very, very grounded, good, positive young girl. So,
Yeah, so it's great, Patsy, that she is so good. And when you're young, you don't want to be held back by anybody. If somebody's trying to hold you back from making that extra, as you were saying, 1 or 2 centimetres at a time, if she wants to jump 5 centimetres extra, it's going to be hard to hold her back at a young age.
Oh, it is, aye. But she went to Nietzsche that day. She did have a go at 184, you know, and she got a second attempt at that. But we weren't too annoyed about that because, like I'm coming back to the same story that both of us are chatting here, is that, you know, she got a 1 centimetre PB today, and she's climbing and breaking records, and she's just doing it bit by bit by bit. And I think we nearly prefer that, but we'll take it if she gets better. You know, it's at this point in her life, 16 years of age, and we keep repeating that. So look, we just keep calm and just work away. And you know, but I have to say, there's no bother keeping this girl calm. She's again repeating myself again. Kenny, she's good at attitude, very respectful, great attitude, and very grounded young girl. And she's fortunately in the high jump game that she's in, she's got tall, and that'll suit what she's doing, you know. So
that's
these are all things she can look out for. Yeah, so that's it, Kenny. That's day one. And I'm here in National Indoor Stadium. It's a massive, the first time I've visited here. It's only been opened, as you know, and I've been looking around. I was here very early this morning. Sinead McConnell was in the walk. She didn't do well. She has a flu and probably shouldn't have competed, but she was determined to do so. But she had a poor day on her, by her reckoning today, and she'll bounce back, no doubt, in a couple of weeks' time. But she really was wrecked with the flu. But I was here early, and basically it's a massive development. It's $27 million spend. It's an international standard indoor facility for athletics. It's an absolutely brilliant facility for gymnastics. I was just looking at it. It's as good as you would see in Russia. And, you know, there's the basketball, many massive basketball places as well. So it's lovely to see it in this country after all these years, that the facilities certainly can't be the war cry anymore, because they are now provided, you know.